Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle, my life devotional series, a storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant. From early childhood, I found that I was able to determine when somebody was fabricating or lying to me. I rarely called people out about it because honestly, I felt everybody knew they weren't telling the truth. But I also realized as I grew up that that wasn't true, that a lot of people really believed what that person was saying. And when I say people were fabricating, it was people throughout my life, friends, family, associates. And I said, if they aren't willing or unable to speak the truth on something that doesn't matter, how can I trust them to speak the truth on something that does? But this gift that I have of being able to tell when somebody is came in really handy when I was negotiating with suppliers in my procurement career. I did negotiating for about 13 years, and it was quite amusing to people watching because when I would let somebody tell whatever they were saying, and then I would look at them and say, okay, thank you for that information, but now tell me the truth. And they would just kind of look at me like, what are you talking about? An example was that I worked for an office supply company. And we were one of the innovators in the industry at that time. So when new products came out, the supplier would come to me and they would put a product down and they'd give me all the stats on it and the specifications and everything. And I remember distinctly this one day, this supplier came in because they said they had indestructible file folders. Now, that's a really big claim. And back then, you used a lot of file folders. And I used to have these little chattering teeth that were on tiny legs that when you wound them up and let them go, they would just chatter across the table. And so this gentleman came in and he wanted me to stock them. And I said, I'll sell them, but I'm not going to say that they can't be destroyed. You're making a claim that isn't true. And so we went back and forth and everything. So I opened a box of them and I wound up my little chattering teeth and I let them go on the table as I sat and manually destroyed a half a box of file folders. But why I tell you the story is, he knew I was going to sell them anyhow. Why did he have to lie to me about something that was so insignificant? This distrusting issue started me saying to people, don't ask if you don't want to know. Because I began praying and saying, Lord, please send me people that speak the truth. Please send me people that I can trust what they say. But what I didn't realize was, also, this life of realizing people just don't speak the truth kind of bleeded over into my relationship with the Lord. It began to make me mistrust things that I was hearing. One of the ways God caused Dr. Akins and I to get together was we traveled together. She offered to take me on a business trip that I needed to go to. And that was when my eyes started having some problems. So to her surprise, I said yes. The first trip we took was to my company's corporate office. I had never been there. I was going there for the first time, and I was going to do some training. So I woke up early to fix my hair and make sure I looked nice. Because before leaving for the trip, I got my hair cut. I had been letting it grow, but I decided I'm more comfortable with a style that I know and that I know how to fix in the morning, so I got my hair cut. Standing in the hotel bathroom, I took a last look before I went out the door, and I came out and said to the apostle, so does my hair look nice? I asked it just so I could get a positive response, and leave Juan out to go to meet the people at the corporate office. Without a hesitation, she responded, no. I said, what do you mean, no? Are you saying it doesn't look nice? She was busily working on some papers, and she just turned her head and said to me, no, it really doesn't. It looked much better before. Well, I am telling you, I was ready to take a sick day. My confidence and my energy went right out my toes. I'm standing there in the hotel going, what? In my mind. And all of a sudden, she looks up and looks at me and goes, what's wrong? I said, well, you just told me my hair didn't look nice. And I said it to her, expecting an apology. And she said, well, you didn't want me to lie to you, did you? Well, as we went to the elevator for the apostle to drive me to my job, the silence was heavy and it continued. But in my spirit, I heard the Lord say, you can't be angry. This is an answer to your prayer. Stunned by her honesty and God's reminder that it was an answer to my heart cry, I repented that I had asked a question and my motive wasn't for the truth. I was looking for a compliment. I would like to say that I learned my lesson that day, but I didn't. So several times after that, walking with the apostle, I would ask a question. She would speak the truth. I would be devastated and I would repent and then we'd be back to the cycle. And the Lord used her to let me know two things. One, he answers prayer. Two, be careful what you pray for because your God knows your heart's cry. This much needed awakening in me was something that I learned by walking with her because she simply spoke the truth. But it also made me change how I was. What was my motive of asking questions? Did I want the truth or did I want the expected answer? I realized over time and walking with the servant of God that spoke truth that I wanted an expected answer. I wasn't looking for the truth. So it made me really ponder before asking questions. But what it also realized was, and this is something the servant of God pointed out to me when I finally came to her and said, let me tell you something that's going on here. And I explained to her the whole situation. And of course, she looked at me with that apostle look like, okay, I guess you need to share this with me. But she said, well, you have to realize the enemy wanted to destroy one of your very valuable gifts. And that is when somebody's hurting or has a problem or needs help, you are gifted with the ability to probe and get truth from people to then turn around and help them. I am grateful beyond words that God loved me enough to connect me with somebody that he loved and that spoke truth, even on something as simple as a bad haircut. Ephesians 4:15 says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Hearing truth in love does not always feel good to our flesh, but we need to hear it. We need to expect it. And we need to trust people in our lives that God brings, that he will bring people that speak truth. So remember, don't ask a question with wanting an expected answer. Only ask it when you want the truth. Two, be willing to be as the servant of God and speak truth in love. And three, always know that somehow, some way, God will find a way to answer the cry of your heart to make you the servant of God you need to be. Until next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborneinspirations.com or follow us at Fireborne Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC, with all rights reserved.